Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Hiawatha basketball with girls head coach Stacy Jasper. The Redhawks continue to roll. They are ranked number five in the state in Class 3A and a couple big wins with some records as well since last we spoke. The Lady Redhawks are 18-2 on the season, 8-1 in the Big East League with three games remaining. And, of course, last week, Coach, we talked about the exciting overtime road win at Holton. But the next time out, you go and put another 76 up on the board and didn't need overtime as you go to St. Mary's and take care of business and win that game very handily going away. But, man, a lot of points. In fact, some records and obviously a lot of girls contributing to your latest couple wins here.
Yeah, that was a fun game for us. We came out pretty hot against St. Mary's. We had five different players cash in on eight threes in the first quarter, and by halftime we had hit 14, which already surpassed our school record of 13 team threes made in a game. So that was a fun night. We ended up with 17 threes for the total and got to clear our bench. So that was, you know, it was a sharp shooting night for us. Addison Williams also tied the record, our school record, for eight assists in that game. And to be honest, if I wouldn't have pulled our starters, obviously, in a 50-point margin, obviously, in the fourth quarter, right. Kinsey Nelson, man, she's so close to getting that single game record of 19 rebounds. She's had two back-to-back games with 14 rebounds. So, again, she's just a beast down low.
They continued to shoot the ball very well and beat Sabetha 56-33 last night. And Kylie Nelson sets a record with three pointers. So, the whole team really just shooting and playing at a pretty high level. Obviously, you've gone up against some teams that have struggled a little bit, but your girls have showed up and done exactly what you knew they could and needed and wanted them to do, right?
You know, yeah, absolutely, and I'm not discrediting any of the teams we've played, but it's been nice to have a couple of games where we have shot the ball so well, just to kind of have that confidence going into this week. Man, we got a tough schedule the rest of this week, as you know, with Silver Lake tomorrow and Riverside on our senior night. So to be shooting the ball as well as we are right now, and Kylie had a career night last night with 32 points, and like I said, Kinsey again came up with 14 rebounds. But at this time of the year, mid-February, and you need to be in your prime of playing basketball, and we've got a lot of shooters on the team right now that are showing up, and that gives us that scoring balance. So just really pleased with our effort, and Michaela Williams didn't come away with too many points last night, but gosh darn, she just led our defensive energy and really what put the kind of that punch into our game last night to create that margin. She had about seven or eight steals, and she's tough to have on the court. She's just beating everybody up.
Well, 18-2 overall. You mentioned a league title game as you host Silver Lake here on Thursday night, and what a great time it seems like to have a shot at one of the best teams in the state in 3A. Of course, your team's up there now as well, but with the tradition and history that Silver Lake has, I would imagine the confidence your girls have right now, in this point of the season, you want to play big games against big teams, and what a great opportunity. I'm sure your girls are really excited for this challenge on Thursday night.
We're super excited. You know, we've taken one game at a time throughout this whole season, and just very strategically made sure we're not overlooking everybody, or anybody. But, you know, kind of seeing the writing on the wall, especially after the win at St. Mary's and, finalizing, what Thursday's going to bring. It's a state championship caliber, or state tournament, I should say, state tournament caliber of game tomorrow night. For both S and the boys. And so I'm just so excited to see what the Roundhouse environment's going to be like. It's going to be a true test of kind of where we stand. It's a nothing to lose game for us. I don't know that there's probably been as big of a night in Red Hawk or Redskin history as what's going to be on the table for both teams tomorrow night. So we're just really excited. We're up for the challenge. It's going to take everything we've got and then some to try to take down the powerhouse of Silver Lake. But, man, we're ready to give them our all.
Yeah, it should be a fantastic matchup. You got three games left here in the regular season, and then hopefully a lot more in sub-state down the road towards state. Coach, appreciate your time. Best of luck in these upcoming big games, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks so much.
Stacy Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Girls. We'll talk Red Hawk boys basketball next.